This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
It's time once again for Time Magazine. Each week, we bring you stories created by a team of national correspondents, from entertainment to politics, from technology to economics. Time Magazine has it all. Coming up on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Time, and I'm your reader, Chad, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the April 29th, 2024 issue of Time. On the cover this week, Time 100, the world's most influential people, with a photo of the football player Patrick Mahomes. This issue is entirely taken up with a special feature section, Time 100, the 100 most influential people in the world, divided into artists, titans, leaders, innovators, icons, and pioneers. First, though, the From the Editor column by Sam Jacobs, Editor-in-Chief. Stepping Up. Where do you find influence in 2024? You can start with the offices of the Anti-Corruption Foundation in Vilnius, Lithuania, where Time met with Yulia Navalnaya earlier this spring. There, the activist is working with 60 supporters, whose anti-Kremlin activities include tracking down the villas, yachts, and bank accounts of the Russian political elites, inside three fully operational production studios and a high-tech control room. Navalnaya spoke with Time's Simon Schuster less than 2 months after the death of her husband, Alexei Navalny, who many called Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, in a Russian prison camp. In 2022, Schuster profiled Navalny for the cover of Time, calling him the man Putin fears. Now it is Navalnaya's turn. She says she and her husband did not discuss what she would do in the case of his death. But following the news on February 16th, she felt she had only one choice, to step up in his role as the head of the anti-Putin protest movement. She says she wants to give Navalny's followers a belief in Russia's future, as well as a sense of hope. Quote, "Most of all, I wanted to give them some relief, to comfort them." End quote. She joins the Time 100, our annual list of the most influential people in the world. The cover subjects, in addition to Navalnaya, actor Taraji P. Henson, who is fighting for equality in Hollywood, National Football League star Patrick Mahomes, who has led his Kansas City Chiefs to 4 Super Bowl appearances in his young career, and entertainer Dua Lipa, who Patti Smith describes as redefining the pop genre cosmos. Later in April, we'll gather together with the newest members of the Time 100 community for a day of conversation at the Time 100 Summit and for our annual Time 100 Gala. For the 5th year in a row, the gala will be broadcast in the U.S. on ABC on May 12th and stream on Hulu. We spend months discussing who belongs on the Time 100, the people who we believe most changed the stories that define the past year. This year's Time 100 team was led by Dan Moxey and Kate Matthews, and included Meryl Fabry, Lucy Feldman, Aisha Javed, Sonia Mansour, and Eric McMullen, with design by Katie Calibson and photo editing by Dillis Ng and Kim Bubello, all of whom worked for months to bring the list to life. Influence, we know, is complex. It can be for better and for worse. It can span generations, categories, and perspectives. There are 12 climate and sustainability leaders on this year's Time 100, including Brazilian government minister Marina Silva, Chinese automaker Wang Chongfu, and researcher Suzanne Simard. In a year of change in medicine, we recognize healthcare executive Dave Ricks and scientists Dan Drucker, Joel Habiner, and Svetlana Mazjov. The Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th and subsequent Israeli assault on Gaza have transformed the region and the lives of millions. The Time 100 includes negotiators William Burns and Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani, Palestinian photographer Motaz Aziza, and Rachel Goldberg-Polan, the mother of an Israeli hostage. Each of their stories has shifted our world. Now, in our 101st year, Time continues to evolve. Today, we convene our Time 100 community across the globe, with events spanning 12 cities and 4 continents. We've also launched new lists, such as Time 100 AI and Time 100 Climate, to recognize even more extraordinary leaders. In May, we will announce and gather the Time 100 Health community for the very first time. Time 100 is an unparalleled way for us to tell the essential stories about the people and ideas that shape and improve the world. Signed, Sam Jacobs, Editor-in-Chief. Moving now into the Time 100. Artists: Dua Lipa, Ringmaster, by Patti Smith. She moves with a lightness in a heavy world, bold, playful, and self-aware. She is thoughtfully outspoken for the oppressed and displaced. She founded an influential editorial platform, Service 95, to cover cultural topics and address humanitarian concerns. She believes in family, is grateful to her parents, and supportive of her siblings. She left home at 15 to propel her musical dreams into action. She is driven, independent, and possesses a desire for knowledge. She appeals to future artists to be mindful of the world around them. She is herself, striving to redefine the pop genre cosmos. She is Dua Lipa, Dua, Albanian for love. She introduced her song Houdini with an image of a small key on the tip of her tongue. One can easily imagine her holding a ring of such keys, the master of her ever-evolving kingdom. Smith is a singer, songwriter, and author. James McBride, Defying Gravity, by Ethan Hawke. As a kid, you dream about meeting a great novelist. You imagine them as kind, noble, wise, omniscient. When I met James McBride, I felt like I'd had coffee with a hysterically funny 21st century Leo Tolstoy. James has all the qualities one would expect. With The Color of Water, The Good Lord Bird, Kill 'Em and Leave, Deacon King Kong, and now The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, his excellence in the art of storytelling defies gravity. He writes about deep American wounds with love, rage, and a sense of wit that flies like a falcon in large leaping circles, riding the invisible winds of history. In creating the limited series The Good Lord Bird, I learned that James is also the kind of friend you dream of making. When things get rough, he never loses his sense of humor, his wisdom, and his powerful ability to communicate. If James is one of the most influential artists in America, then there is great hope for America. Hawke is an Oscar-nominated actor, writer, and director. Divine Joy Randolph, Acting from the Heart, by Uzo Aduba. The first time I saw Divine Joy Randolph perform was during an early preview of Ghost the Musical. The ease with which she existed on that stage and the power she commanded in that room was unbelievable. Here was this girl, fresh out of Yale, totally reinventing an iconic role. She was exceptional. It's exciting that now we all get to experience the fullness of what Divine can do. Her performance in The Holdovers was balletic, just so deliberate and crafted. She approaches her characters with a kind of sincerity, honesty, and nuance that makes me proud to be an actor. Divine stands firmly in who she is, embracing the whole of her strength and her softness, and so I admire that. One of the highest compliments you can give in Nigeria is, well done. That's when you know you're really cooking with gas. So, well done, Divine. Well done. Aduba is an Emmy-winning and Tony-nominated actor. Alex Adelman, Razor Sharp Wit, by Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Over the past 15 years, I've had the privilege of watching Alex Adelman consistently dazzle audiences in basement clubs, backs of taxis, comedy festivals, friends' kitchens, and iconic London theaters. Alex's ability to hold people in the palm of his hand is otherworldly. His puppyish charm transports a fierce and brilliant wit, masterfully inviting us to come to his observations with a childlike glee, even if his subject is absolutely terrifying. It was no surprise, then, that when his tour de force show, Just for Us, about racist white nationalists, internet trolling, and anti-Semitism, landed on Broadway earlier this year, it was lauded as one of the funniest, most human pieces of work in years. He is an unstoppable artist with a unique perspective, who refreshingly asks us to think with him, not like him. He is a loyal friend and very humble, but above all, he is one of the most rare and beautiful things in these wild times, an optimist. Waller Bridge is an Emmy-winning actor, producer, and writer. Fantasia Barrino, Transcendent Talent, by Taraji P. Henson. There was just something about Fantasia Barrino when I first saw her on American Idol. It was her spirit, her soul. She left it all on that stage when she sang. I thought, who is this girl? I voted for her again and again. When I met her years later, I learned she's a Cancer, sweet and sensitive but with a quiet strength. You can feel it in her presence, and you can hear it in her powerful voice. When she sings, she transcends. It's like she goes somewhere else, and you just have to go with her. Fantasia is a living testimony that we're all going to go through storms. But at the end of a storm, what happens? The sun comes out. Whatever comes next for her will be so beautiful. She deserves everything. I see such big things for Fantasia. The sky's the limit. Well, beyond the sky for her. It's her time. Henson is an Oscar-nominated actor. Dev Patel, Pacesetter, by Daniel Kaluuya. I first met Dev Patel at the very first read-through for Skins, before he ever got on TV. He was so full of life, and we both couldn't believe we were missing school to do this. After a Slumdog Millionaire, I went from getting food with him in Wetherspoons to watching him at the Golden Globes within a month, and he still checked in when he got back. Dev radiates goodness. His humanity shines through every time he graces the screen, leaving you no choice but to root for him even when his character is doing something foul. His presence makes you understand where he's coming from. With a career that always elevates, his latest performance in Monkey Man is my favorite. Giving us a fierce, soulful empathy, a channeled rage, shades of him we have yet to see, knowing he was so into martial arts during Skins, he's brought it all together. Monkey Man is his moment, and an incredible directorial debut. Dev sets the pace. He's limitless. He's fearless. Our responsibility as a generation is to go into familiar spaces and see them through new perspectives, thus creating, finding, and sharing a space that has never been touched before. He has that gift. He continues to surpass himself and surprise us, and we're all waiting for where he'll take us next. Kaluuya is an Oscar-winning actor. Titans. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl Sensation, by Alex Rodriguez. Patrick Mahomes has always had the heart of a champion. I remember Pat as a young kid, coming to practice with his dad to tee up baseballs for me and my teammates. I distinctly remember giving him the worst advice ever. Don't play football. The money's in baseball. I'm happy to be wrong and glad he didn't listen. Patrick has transcended the game of football to become one of the most respected athletes of all time, both on and off the field. His insatiable desire to win is outdone only by his passion to give back and make the world around him better. Patrick's legacy will live on far beyond his playing days. And, as evidenced by his back-to-back Super Bowl wins, he's not done yet. Rodriguez is a Major League Baseball World Series champion, Fox Sports studio analyst, and philanthropist. Aja Wilson, Generational Talent, by Tom Brady. Aja Wilson is not just an incredible athlete, she is also an inspiration to all who witness her talent and drive. Her journey is a testament to the power of passion and fearlessness in achieving greatness. Aja possesses a unique combination of natural skill and unwavering determination. This rare blend has propelled her to achieve remarkable feats in her career. With 2 WNBA championships with the Las Vegas Aces, 3 WNBA MVP awards, an NCAA title at the University of South Carolina, and even an Olympic gold medal, Aja is undeniably a generational talent. Off the court, Aja's leadership shines just as brightly. Her foundation supports children and families who struggle with dyslexia, a cause close to her heart. Aja is also an advocate against bullying, using her platform to spread awareness and promote kindness. She's a role model for athletes and individuals of all ages around the world. Aja's determination and drive for excellence are the forces behind her team's consistent victories. Her championship mentality not only secures her place in sports history, but also cements her legacy of greatness that extends far beyond the realm of sports. And the best part is, she's just getting started. She continues to push boundaries and inspire others with her remarkable journey. Aja Wilson is not just a champion. She is a symbol of resilience, compassion, and unwavering dedication. Her story is a reminder that with passion and fearlessness, anyone can achieve greatness. I know she has so much more she wants to achieve, and I get to be in a front row seat watching and admiring. Brady is a 7-time NFL champion and part owner of the Las Vegas Aces. Kelly Ripa, Masterful Host, by Anderson Cooper. Like Ginger Rogers dancing backwards and in high heels, Kelly Ripa makes co-hosting one of the most popular daytime talk shows on TV look effortless. But let's be clear, it's not. When I've filled in as her co-host, it's taken me days to come up with enough material for one 15-minute opening chat segment. Kelly has been nailing these day after day, month after month, for almost 24 years now, regaling us with entertaining stories, making us laugh, and sharing the ups and downs of her public and private life. Doing that on live television, without a script, takes remarkable talent, not to mention guts, grit, hard work, and heart. Kelly is impossibly self-deprecating and would never admit it, but she is one of the greatest broadcasters in television history, and she continues to reach new heights. She wrote a best-selling memoir, started a popular podcast, and welcomed a new co-host, her husband of nearly 28 years, Mark Consuelos. Would audiences want to watch a happily married couple who've raised three genuinely good kids? Yes. The ratings are up, and Kelly has never been better. Cooper is an Emmy-winning news anchor. Wang Chun-Fu, Driving EVs, by Herbert Diess. I first met Wang Chun-Fu almost 10 years ago, and have had the pleasure of watching how his electric vehicle company BYD has flourished. Judging from the impressive buses and lorries I first saw on an early visit in the company's headquarters in Shenzhen, China, to the various models of BYD cars I test drove there a couple years ago, with the chairman as a passenger, to the exclusive electric monorail that took me around the site a few years earlier, Wang's lofty ambition to transform transportation as a whole is clear. Long before others in the automotive industry were waking up to it, Wang was convinced that electrification was the game to play. His journey hasn't been easy, but through his long-term and consistent approach, commitment to cost management, and perseverance, BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, has become a leader in the sector, rivaling Tesla and helping make China the top auto exporter last year. An engineer by training, Wang is also reshaping the battery supply chain. In his early bets on lithium-ion phosphate batteries and solar energy efforts today show he's not afraid to take calculated risks. Diess is the chairman of the supervisory board at Infineon Technologies and former CEO of Volkswagen. Chizuko Ueno, Eye-Opening Writer, by Lita Hong Fincher. Chizuko Ueno, a 75-year-old Japanese sociologist, has become a surprising superstar in China. Even as the government persecutes feminists, journalist and hashtag MeToo activist Huang Shuqin was put on trial last September, translations of Ueno's books, with topics including feminism and misogyny, have become bestsellers. While state propaganda in China stigmatizes single women older than 27 as leftover women, shengnu, Ueno, who has no children, has become a role model for millions of Chinese women quietly rebelling against pressure to marry and have babies, intensified by President Xi Jinping's calling for a new type of marriage and childbearing culture to answer a plummeting birth rate. Ueno's books have propelled feminist ideas into mainstream Chinese society, a rare bright spot amid worsening political repression. Fincher is a journalist and the author of Leftover Women, The Resurgence of Gender Inequality in China. Donna Langley, Creative Champion, by Jordan Peele. A movie is never a sure thing. Doesn't matter who's in it, who's making it, the script, or the budget. It's almost impossible to predict what film will be good or successful, or both. This tension means that most people you meet in Hollywood are driven first and foremost by fear. This fear can be poisonous. Donna Langley doesn't operate from a place of fear. She doesn't make decisions based on fear. She makes decisions based on trust, strategy, compassion, and a deep love of film. As NBC Universal Studio Group Chair and Chief Content Officer, she's not afraid to take bold risks, whether it's a $100 million drama about a theoretical physicist or a horror film about a black man being trapped by his white girlfriend's parents. She has a talent for trusting odd pitches with a strange prophetic confidence. And that confidence is contagious. So much of who she is and the grace with which she carries herself is defined by that confidence. Donna's presence always seems to remind and assure that at the end of the day, despite what many in this town may think, movies are not actually the most important thing in the world. That sense of real values makes all the difference. Peel is an Oscar-winning filmmaker. Leaders. Yulia Navalnaya, The Voice of Russian Opposition, by Kamala Harris. This February, I spoke at the Munich Security Conference about the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to stand for democratic values and against authoritarianism. Moments later, in an unplanned appearance, Yulia Navalnaya took the stage, and she immediately captivated the hundreds of leaders there, myself included. Navalnaya addressed the news that had broken just hours before that her husband, Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader, had died. With great courage, Navalnaya denounced the lies and cruelty of the Russian government. She wondered out loud if she should have remained in Munich after she heard the news. "What would Alexei have done in my place?" she asked. "He would be on this stage." We met later that day and spoke about her children and how her family was contemplating the fate not just of her husband, but also of his cause. To the benefit of people around the world, Yulia Navalnaya has now assumed her own leadership role on the world stage. Navalnaya has vowed to continue her husband's fight for justice and the rule of law, giving renewed hope to those working against corruption and for a free, democratic Russia. And in so doing, she demonstrates exceptional selflessness and strength. Since that day in Munich, Navalnaya has emerged not only as a symbol of democratic values, but as a courageous fighter for them. The United States stands with her, and all those fighting for freedom and democracy. Harris, a Democrat, is Vice President of the United States. Ajay Banga, Steering the World Bank, by Janet Yellen. It's not easy to find a leader with the skill and drive to take on the monumental task of transforming an essential institution, but since becoming World Bank President last June, Ajay Banga has done just that. Ajay comes to the World Bank after leading a global organization through which he brought millions of unbanked people into the digital economy. At the World Bank, Ajay set forth a new vision to create a world free of poverty on a livable planet and moved boldly to make good on it, from pioneering innovative financial tools to reimagining partnerships across the multilateral development banks and with the private sector. His sharp wit consistently enables him to cut through the noise. With unprecedented challenges such as climate change threatening our collective future, I cannot imagine a better partner with whom to take decisive action on behalf of people around the world. Yellen is the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Jack Smith, Special Prosecutor, by Neil Katyal. Jack Smith is the rarely seen in public special counsel overseeing two different prosecutions of former President Donald Trump, one for allegedly mishandling national security information, another for his actions surrounding the 2020 election. Until a year ago, prosecuting a former president wasn't a thing, but Smith, along with Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg and Fulton County, Georgia DA Fonnie Willis, has made it so. Attorney General Merrick Garland technically oversees Smith, but Smith has day-to-day independence under the special counsel regulations. He has been dealt a difficult hand. Strict time constraints, a tough judge, an unending wave of attacks from Trump, and intense public pressure. But as a man who built his career prosecuting powerful public officials accused of major crimes, he is better equipped for this than most. Time and again, he has met the challenges with an aggressive and decisive approach befitting his position. Katyal, former acting U.S. Solicitor General, drafted the special counsel regulations in 1999. Giorgia Meloni, Europe's Rising Power, by Yasmin Sirhan. When Giorgia Meloni rose to power in Italy in 2022, becoming the country's first female leader, many observers harbored fears about her far-right party and the impact it would have on Europe and the world. But 2 years on, she remains popular, not only in Italy, where she enjoys a 41% approval rating despite feeble economic growth, but also among Western leaders, many of whom have been cheered by her steadfast support for Ukraine, and in particular, her ability to persuade leaders like Hungary's Viktor Orban to back European funding to Kyiv. Meloni hasn't abandoned her right-wing politics completely. At home, her government has pursued policies that critics say quietly erode LGBTQ+ rights. At the EU level, she has been credited as the driving force behind the bloc's approach to immigration, one that involves paying countries such as Egypt and Tunisia to keep would-be migrants from setting off. Should Europe's right-wing bloc expand following the European Parliament elections in June, as polls predict it will, Meloni may emerge as its natural figurehead. Saran is a Time staff writer. William Rudo, Making His Mark, by Justin Warland. Kenyan President William Rudo has emerged as a key voice of Africa's climate ambitions, hosting a summit in Nairobi last September that drew leaders from around the globe. The event concluded with the unanimous agreement from African countries in attendance to rapidly expand renewable energy over the next decade, aided by $23 billion in pledges to catalyze the continent's climate goals. His call for lenders to relieve the debt burden faced by some African countries, thus opening the door for spending on climate solutions, has also made waves. But Rudo's new prominence on the international stage comes amid significant challenges in Kenya, including last summer's protests against the rising cost of living and a gas tax increase Rudo spearheaded, as well as this January's demonstrations against allegations of judicial interference. To continue to make progress abroad, Rudo will need to manage challenges at home, too. Warland is a Time senior correspondent. Diana Salazar Mendez, Anti-Corruption Crusader, by Samantha Power. Diana Salazar Mendez, the youngest person at 42 and the first black woman to serve as Ecuador's top law enforcement official, has one of the hardest and most dangerous jobs in the Western Hemisphere. While she has pursued challenging cases before, not every prosecutor can say they have successfully secured convictions of a top football executive and a former president. Ecuador's attorney general is now spearheading the efforts to prevent violent and well-connected drug traffickers from ruining her beloved country. As she prosecutes embedded webs of powerful political, judicial, police, and economic players allied with the drug traffickers, she and her family have been subjected to a stream of threats, rendered credible by gangs that have a history of targeting with guns those who have targeted them with the law. In a country where trust in institutions has been low, Salazar has earned the respect and support of a population desperate for calm and safety. As she puts it, "It's time to tell all of Ecuador that justice will not kneel down." Power is the U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator. Innovators. Jensen Huang, Leading the Chip Revolution, by Mark Zuckerberg. I always admired leaders who have the grit and determination to stick with their vision for long periods of time. Jensen Huang is the clear leader of the tech industry in this regard. He started with a belief in building powerful, parallelizable computers to deliver inspiring graphics and gaming experiences. While most of the industry focused on making mobile devices, he recognized that delivering the most powerful chips would unlock the next wave of innovation. Today, most AI models, everything from large language models to systems for autonomous driving to applications in science and healthcare, are trained on NVIDIA hardware. You can trace this innovation back to NVIDIA being in a position to design modern GPUs and deliver them at scale. It's a remarkable testament to Jensen's ability to evolve and execute. On top of this, Jensen has also taken the time to help me and other founders when we face challenges. I'm deeply appreciative of everything he has done for our industry. Zuckerberg is the founder, chairman, and CEO of Meta. Jonathan Anderson, Forefront of Fashion, by Luca Guadagnino. Great designers often have a sense of importance that's too strong. They understand the idea of a garment without understanding the person who will wear it, and they conceive of luxury as strangely separated from the ground. What I love about Jonathan Anderson is that he is grounded, and he has an innate understanding of how fashion and human behavior intertwine. Jonathan is one of the most intelligent, empathetic, and curious people I know, but he also has a wonderful sense of humor and a capacity not to take himself too seriously. Costume design in particular takes a great deal of humanity and wisdom, and working with him in the past has helped me better understand the characters whose stories we were telling. His work is always ahead of the curve. What he does at J.W. Anderson and Lowe is fashion that belongs to us all, now and in the future. Guadagnino is an Oscar-nominated filmmaker. Rachel Hardiman, Combating Racism in Healthcare, by Lauren Underwood. The U.S. remains one of the most dangerous developed countries on Earth to give birth in. American moms are dying at unacceptably high rates in a crisis that is, too often, happening in the shadows. Our moms shouldn't have to beg for their lives, and Rachel Hardiman isn't afraid to say so. Her anti-racism research has been at the forefront of our fight to end our nation's maternal health crisis, uplifting evidence-based solutions to address the root causes of racism in our healthcare system. Hardiman always asks tough questions, confronts uncomfortable realities with grace, and through her unwavering determination, offers all of us a path forward toward truly advancing birth equity. She is a critical partner in efforts to pass the Momnibus Bill in Congress to ensure that pregnancy, labor and delivery, and the full year-long postpartum period can be joyful for all of our families. Underwood, a Democrat, is a U.S. Representative for Illinois. Enon Kreitz, Visionary Executive, by J.J. Abrams. Some skilled kite surfers, with enough speed sailing downwind, can manage to steer their kite upward, generating sufficient lift to pop off the water and fly magnificently into the sky. This maneuver requires careful coordination, control, and a fierce mental commitment. No surprise, then, that Mattel CEO Enon Kreitz is not only a rabid kite surfer, but one who regularly pops. His work at the esteemed toy company began 6 years ago, when sales were sluggish and Barbie was just a beloved doll. With a visionary's eyes and a kite surfer's audacity, he reorganized, coordinated, and schemed, imagining Mattel not as a toy company, but as an entertainment company. Those of us who have known Enon for years have witnessed his unwavering determination to turn Barbie and other Mattel brands into cultural phenomena. One way he is doing that is by trusting his creative partners like Greta Gerwig to take giant, unexpectedly creative swings. With toy sales strong, Mattel Films' development in overdrive, and an Oscar-winning $1.5 billion hit under his belt, Enon is only gaining speed, getting ready for his next launch, Skyward. Abrams, a filmmaker, is developing a movie with Mattel Films. Akiko Iwasaki, Illuminating Immunity, by Anthony Fauci. The COVID-19 pandemic has left a lingering imprint on 65 million people worldwide, suffering persistent symptoms after their acute illness has resolved. Yale professor Akiko Iwasaki is a renowned immunologist whom I have known since her fellowship at the National Institutes of Health 25 years ago marked her as a rising star. Today, she is at the top of her game. Her deep appreciation of the regulation of the human immune system has allowed her to lead the way in delineating the mechanisms of how it reacts to COVID-19 and the consequences of long COVID. Her expertise in innate immunity, or how the immune system first reacts to pathogens, is providing key insights into long COVID, validating patient experiences and informing treatment strategies. Her accomplishments have earned her election to both the National Academy of Sciences and the National Academy of Medicine. Her leadership and her compassion, including championing women and people of color in science, has enormously benefited the scientific enterprise and all of us. Fauci is a professor in the Georgetown University School of Medicine and a former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Sean Fain, Striking a Deal, by Joe Biden. Last September, in Michigan, UAW President Sean Fain told his fellow striking workers, "In this union, the members are the highest authority. In this country, the people are the highest authority." I know because I was there when he said it, as the first American president to walk a picket line. Sean and I share a basic view of how workers deserve to be treated. Just as they sacrificed when their employers were on the brink, they deserve record contracts when those companies have record profits. It's only fair. The historic wage increases the UAW won under Sean's leadership carry forward the powerful legacy of labor leader and fellow UAW president Walter Reuter, and have led virtually every automaker across the country to follow suit. They remind us that when unions win, all workers benefit. Sean represents the hard-won success that unions, from the Teamsters to the SEIU, to writers and actors, dock workers and healthcare workers, baristas, warehouse workers, and more, had in making 2023 the year of the union. They proved what I've always said. Wall Street didn't build America. The middle class built America. And unions built the middle class. Biden, a Democrat, is President of the United States. Icons. Taraji P. Henson, Unapologetic Artist, by Mary J. Blige. Even before I knew her, I already felt like Taraji P. Henson was my friend. She was an actor I loved to watch, and I always felt like I could relate to her because she perfectly embodied who we are as women. I couldn't wait to meet her, and when I finally did, it was on and popping from there. Taraji fit right into my crew. What I love most about her is that she is unapologetically herself. Taraji is a real woman. She doesn't bite her tongue, and she's not afraid to stand up for what she believes in. She's always true and authentic, and she's just as fearless on screen, which is why she's one of my favorite actors. Watching her commit 1,000,000% to whatever character she's portraying is amazing. Her courage really sets her apart, in Hollywood and in real life. Even though she doesn't need any advice, I'll say this to my beautiful friend. Taraji, my sis, keep being yourself and keep doing what you're doing. There's nobody like you. I love you. Blige is a Grammy-winning and Oscar-nominated singer-songwriter. Jenny Hermoso, Demonstrating Strength, by Mana Shim. There wasn't a question in Jenny Hermoso's mind that what Luis Rubiales did to her on stage after her team won the 2023 Women's World Cup was wrong. When Rubiales, the president of the Spanish Football Federation, Hermoso's boss, grabbed her face and kissed her, millions of us watching live on television knew it was wrong, too. Speaking up in 2021 about my own experience with sexual harassment was one of the most difficult things I've ever done, so I know how much bravery it requires. My decision to come forward helped spur a new era in women's soccer in the U.S., but globally, soccer is still controlled by men. Hermoso courageously told her truth, over and over again, despite efforts to silence her. After Spanish players united as one in protest, Rubiales resigned and was eventually banned for 3 years by FIFA. In the National Women's Soccer League last summer, my teammates and I were proud to wear her name on our wrist to stand behind her and continue her call for change. Shim is an athlete and the chair of the U.S. Soccer Participant Safety Task Force. Michael J. Fox, Flying High, by Ryan Reynolds. I know Michael J. Fox. Like, I know him pretty damn well. He's funny, he's warm, he's handsome and intensely smart. He also falls a lot. Not just because he has Parkinson's. He falls a lot because he's unafraid to fly. I met Mike 17 years ago. I've watched him raise the bar for purpose and passion. It'd be kinda lazy to simply characterize him as the greatest champion of Parkinson's research on the planet. He's someone who helped my dad, along with millions of others, feel less alone. It'd be kinda lazy to simply regard him as a movie star who shaped the lives of people all over the planet with a uniquely electric wit and self-aware charm. He's the sum of these beautiful parts, and so many more. Last year, I watched Back to the Future with my 8-year-old daughter. It's become her favorite film. And for now, that's enough for me and her. One more kid from one more generation sees what I saw. I know how lucky I am to call Mike a friend. She still has no idea that I know him. I don't need to teach my daughter the level of compassion Mike has mastered, or teach her to tell stories the way Mike tells stories. I need to teach her that it's okay to fall a lot. It's the absolute best way to know you're flying. Reynolds is an actor and producer who since 2009 has served on the Michael J. Fox Foundation's board. Rosanna Flamer Caldera, Campaigning for Equality, by Sonia Mansour. Rosanna Flamer Caldera has spent more than 2 decades advocating for LGBTQ rights in Sri Lanka, and her relentless advocacy led to a major victory for queer women globally. In a landmark decision in 2022, the UN sided with Flamer Caldera in her case against Sri Lanka's ban on same-sex intimacy between women, declaring it a human rights violation. The case brought LGBTQ rights to the fore in Sri Lankan politics, and soon after the decision, a lawmaker introduced a bill to decriminalize homosexuality in the country. President Ranil Wickremesinghe has said he won't oppose the amendment, but the proposed law's constitutionality was challenged before the Supreme Court. Flamer Caldera's LGBTQ rights group, Equal Ground, was among those that petitioned to support the bill. The court ruled in their favor last year, clearing the path for the law to progress in Parliament, where Equal Ground is now working to help ensure it passes. Mansour is a Time reporter. Julian Lesenge, Peace Builder, by Volker Turk. Societies are only as strong and resilient as their women and girls. The work of Julian Lesenge embodies this truth. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country torn apart by decades of conflict, women and girls live with the daily reality of violence, extreme hardship, and the denial of fundamental rights. Outraged by these injustices, Julianne, a human rights defender, co-founded SOFPADI, S-O-F-E-P-A-D-I, which works to prevent sexual and gender-based violence, to support and empower survivors, and to help them rebuild their lives. She is also on the board of the UN Voluntary Fund for Victims of Torture, which each year helps thousands of people regain their dignity. In 2023, the UN recognized Julianne's far-reaching impact with the United Nations Prize in the field of human rights. Julianne's work to strengthen women's participation in political processes has been, and continues to be, key for peace-building in Congo. As she herself said, "Women are the first victims of war, but only they hold the unique key to peace." Turk is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Sofia Coppola, Paradigm Shifter, by Rashida Jones. In 2002, Sofia Coppola came to my acting class to workshop her script for her upcoming movie, Lost in Translation. I was an out-of-work actor who had just bombed an audition for the role of Dog Walker on an episode of Law and Order. Suddenly, I was being directed by one of the most exciting young directors of my generation. She had made only one movie, The Virgin Suicides, but she was already a paradigm-shifting icon. Since then, she has continued to train her empathetic gaze and singular aesthetic on the empty spaces and in-betweens of women's lives. I was lucky enough to play one of those women in On the Rocks, almost 20 years after our first meeting. Sofia has an elegant leadership style as a director that makes it a pleasure to be on her set. She is collaborative and communicates with grace. But beneath that is a deftness, a quiet determination. She has the vision of a master painter. Whether the movies are set in 18th century France, 1960s Tennessee, or modern-day Manhattan, there is an achingly beautiful, unmistakable continuity in the Sofia Coppola cinematic universe. Jones is an actor, writer, and Emmy-nominated producer. Pioneers. America Ferrera, National Treasure, by Blake Lively. God Blessed America. America Ferrera is an Oscar-nominated actress, activist, producer, director, writer, advocate, mother, wife, sister, daughter, you get the idea. There isn't enough room on this page to include all her hyphenates. A simpler way of saying it is, America Ferrera is everything. She brings 980% of herself to all she touches, which elevates everyone around her to their highest selves. She transforms with her every character she steps into. But the power of America is she doesn't transform and disappear into a role as we're so trained to think we want. America transforms and appears. The world was awakened when they heard her as Gloria give the film-defining monologue in Barbie, discovering truths within themselves as they laughed, cried, and reveled. But for everyone who knows America as a person, we watch the world simply discover America. Our friend, our role model, our ally, our sister as she soared like only she does. That's how she lives, how she speaks, how she challenges and comforts, how she hurts and heals, how she flies and falls, how she loathes and how she loves. She is a hot pink hypodermic needle of adrenaline right into the heart of everyone watching that film. And the effects are lifelong. I speak from experience. I've known America for 20 years exactly. Since I was 16 years old, that girl, and now woman, has been the example of what a friend is. What an artist is. What a human is. And I thank her for sharing her life with me and her talent with us all. God blessed America, but really, we are the blessed ones to live in the same time as her and her imprint on our world. The future is bright, pink. Lively is an actor. Kennedy Odede, Community Builder, by Salma Hayek-Pinault. I have done field work all across the world, in South America, Central America, North America, the Middle East, India, and Africa. Even after working in Mother Teresa's hospices in Calcutta, I can tell you the person who has most impressed me with their ability to make change is Kennedy Odede. Kennedy is living proof that individuals can lead themselves and their communities out of poverty. His background, a refugee growing up with no formal schooling in Kaibera, one of the largest slums in Kenya, gives him a deep understanding of his community and others like it. And his work has earned him the trust and admiration of all those around him. Kennedy finds ingenious solutions. Schools for the most vulnerable girls, training programs for men to combat domestic violence, safe houses for survivors, community libraries, employment programs, innovative clean water kiosks, a community cooperative bank. There is no challenge he will not take on. He is an unstoppable force for justice. This dream of hope that started more than 20 years ago in his home in Kaibera has now reached more than 3 million Kenyans and is rapidly becoming a blueprint that will one day, hopefully, reach the world. A movement for change led by the people themselves. Hayek-Pinault is an Oscar-nominated actor. Ophelia Dahl, Radical Optimist, by John Green. Ophelia Dahl believes that a person's lack of access to health care is caused by failures of human-built systems, and because these systems are built by humans, they can be fixed by humans. In the decades since Ophelia co-founded Partners in Health in 1987, the organization has redefined community-based health care, offering a high-quality health care option to millions of impoverished people around the world. I am deeply inspired by Dahl's belief that we simply don't have to accept the injustice all around us. Even when everything feels hopeless and the world's problems feel intractable, Ophelia has shown that together we can heal the sick and the world. Whether it's working to reduce maternal mortality or treat tuberculosis, Ophelia is profoundly committed to the reduction of human suffering. Her message is clear. Injustice has a cure, and with Ophelia's help, we are finding it. Green is an author and a trustee for Partners in Health. Priyamvada Natarajan, Understanding the Universe, by Shep Dolman. For astronomers, seeing evidence in the sky of something predicted from pure theory brings with it a special joy, a burst of excitement as a puzzle piece falls into place. In November, a novel approach developed years ago by Priyamvada Natarajan brought us closer to understanding a basic mystery in astronomy. How do the supermassive black holes that lurk at the centers of most galaxies form? She had speculated that they might have gotten a jump start in the very early universe if clouds of gas collapsed to form massive black hole seeds that then grew within their host galaxies over billions of years. It took the piercing gaze of the James Webb Space Telescope to finally observe a galaxy so far back in cosmic time, and with a central black hole so massive, that what scientists saw could be explained naturally by Priya's theory. Priya has a knack for pursuing the most creative research, and as a fellow astronomer, I am always inspired by her work. Her latest results takes us one step closer to understanding our cosmic beginnings. Doleman is an astrophysicist and the founding director of the Event Horizon Telescope. Sam Tsembris, Housing Trailblazer. In 1992, when Sam Tsembris founded Pathways to Housing in New York City, people sleeping on the streets and experiencing intense traumas, such as deep poverty, domestic violence, or mental health conditions, had to prove they were worthy of a roof over their heads before getting help. Sam threw that notion out the window. He listened to people experiencing homelessness and found that safe and affordable housing is what they wanted first. Housing would provide the foundation needed to receive services and heal what they endured. His model, Housing First, has changed the lives of tens of thousands of people and is influencing policy in cities across the U.S. and the world, from Houston to Helsinki. By treating housing as a basic human right, Sam demonstrated that leading with humanity is the most effective path to ending homelessness. Oliva is CEO of National Alliance to End Homelessness. Leslie Locko, Curating the Future, by Ava DuVernay. Leslie Locko is one of those forces of nature who does many things well. She's an acclaimed architect and academic, having established the University of Johannesburg's Graduate School of Architecture. But one of the things I love about her is that while she was thriving as a star in the architecture world, she was also writing novels. Yes, she's penned more than a dozen books chronicling tales of intrigue, romance, and adventure. Like I told you, force of nature. So when I met her in Venice last summer as the curator of the Monumental Architecture Biennale, the industry's largest festival, I was reliably dazzled by her brilliance and focus. The first person of African descent appointed to the esteemed position, she chose to call her singular showcase the Laboratory of the Future. This colossal exhibition included 89 participants, with over half from Africa or the African diaspora, giving voice to a new generation of artists. And it boasted complete gender parity. Like I told you, force of nature. And in January, Leslie won the Royal Institute of British Architects Gold Medal, the first black woman to be so honored since its founding in 1848. Her extraordinary trajectory eviscerates the old world that had maintained a dominant perspective in architecture, one that she calls a singular, exclusive voice, whose reach and power ignores huge swaths of humanity, as though we have been listening and speaking in one tongue only. Now we hear hers. Leslie creates new landscapes to reimagine access and impact, and vision and vibrant futures. Her presence in the world of architecture is the very foundation upon which fresh perspectives and passions will flourish. She is indeed a force of nature, a force for change, a force for good. DuVernay is an Oscar-nominated and Emmy-winning filmmaker. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Time with your reader, Chad. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.